would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and seems really very vigorous?
He's mighty. Doesn't seem to have very much life.
He's mighty. You might say he certainly is.
He's kind of.
Certainly something for his age.
Yeah, according to his age. Lively.
Ever used chipper?
Very lively. Cheerful. Lively.
You'd say that someone never wants to do any work, doesn't have any ambition.
He's blasted lazy.
He's just lazy, huh? what about the bird that goes after insects and tree trunks, and he operates his beak
a woodpecker, a woodchuck.
Uh-huh. And how about an insect that jumps around in the grass, not a cricket, but a...
Grasshopper?
Uh-huh. And what do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? It's a slippery road and he goes skidded and he went what across the road? Instead of straight line, he went...
Skidded across the road.
Skidded?
Yeah.
And what direction?
Either direction.
Just any... suppose instead of going straight ahead...
He'd also skid.
Still skid. Would you ever use cattywampus? He went cattywampus.
Oh, well, I've heard a lot of different things like that, but I don't have paid no attention to that fool stuff to me.
And how about an explosion? You might say that after an explosion, something blew up, the pieces went all... went all over, is that?
Did anything like it, did anything blow up? Why? Explode.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Well, a lot of people call them a house of horror. Some call them a house of spooks, and something like that.
You ever say a haunted house or a
haunted? Well, haunted house and spooks are the same thing.
And what do you call the spirits themselves? What would you call what's supposed to be in the house?
Evil spirits.
Evil spirits.
Something like, and what people have murdered, things like that. So that's what people used to say. That's the old time saying.
Yes. In the old days, did they say haunted?
They used to let the consider every place painted.
Mm-hmm. Where a murder took place. And what do you call something like a black cat?
Well, they say a black cat is unlucky and evil.
You call him anything in particular, Jinx? Or?
No, they're just evil.
And have you ever heard in the old days people say that somebody brings bad luck to you?
Well, yeah, I've had a lot of that.
What do they call those people?
Well, they call them first one thing and then another. They use bad words.
I see. In the old days, the old days they didn't say Jonas or Judas or anything like that to refer to them?
No, not in this part.
Mm-hmm. How about a child whose mother and father are not married?
Generally, it was a legitimate child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken for burial? Be prepared for burial.
Well, that's memorial. Something like into the undertaker's parlor.
Mm-hmm. And how about the box or the case that the corpse is put into?
There's just a box and then the coffin is put into the box.